Heartfulness, kind and caring on the playground or with others. Do you remember when we sent kind thoughts to someone? Do you remember how that made us feel?
Yes.
Many of us felt good and happy. So isn't that interesting that when we thought nice things about someone, we felt good? So have you ever felt good because of something nice that someone said?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt bad because of something mean someone has said? Okay, will you try and experiment today with me to learn why that happens?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'm gonna speak a couple of different scenarios, and I just want you to pay attention to how you feel. Okay? All right. Imagine you're hanging out with your friends, or maybe your siblings. Someone in the group gets picked on. So imagine that you laugh at the joke and run off ahead with your friends who made the joke. Notice how you feel and imagine how your friend who got picked on might feel. Okay, so this time, imagine that someone in your group gets picked on. Everyone's laughing, but this time you hang back and tell your friend, "Don't worry, forget about it." Your friend smiles and you walk together, catching up with the rest of your friends. And notice how you feel this time. Imagine how your friend might feel. Okay, which feels better?
The second one, because I would never want to be picked on. I wouldn't like the feeling, and I don't think anybody else would like the feeling, and it's just rude. I wouldn't like anyone doing that to me. I don't think anybody else deserves it then either.
Okay. And sometimes, if you've ever seen someone who does the mean thing, or you've ever felt that way yourself, it's not always obvious or easy to do something kind. But what I hear you say is that it feels better to do the kind thing. Okay, so that's what we're paying attention to. What does it feel like? Okay, so now we have another playground scenario. Imagine you're on the playground and someone comes up to you and says something very mean. Notice how that makes you feel. How does it make you feel?
That makes me mad. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me want to make that person feel what I'm feeling because they did that to me.
Okay, so imagine that you want to say something mean back, which you're already imagining. Notice how your body feels and what that's like. You're about to say or do something, but you stop for just a moment and you take three mindful breaths. So let's do that right now. So if you still feel angry, take another breath and notice how you feel after taking some breaths. How you feel now?
I feel a lot better because now I feel like I'm not as angry. I don't feel as tempted to be mean back to that person, but I'm still kind of holding on to that feeling because I don't think anybody should be treated the same way I just got treated.
Okay. So for you, first you felt angry or frustrated, and then after you used mindfulness, you felt better, happier, like more calm, and more able to handle the situation differently.
Yeah, but I still was like really mad. I mean, I was still annoyed by that person, of course,
Right.
because I wouldn't want to be treated like that. Nobody would.
Right. So how long did it take for your feeling to change?
I don't know, maybe.
Was it just a few breaths? Do you notice that
Yeah, a few
difference?
breaths, and then
Okay.
I felt that difference. Like, I wasn't as mad, but I was still kind of annoyed by that
Right.
person, but I wasn't as mad.
Okay. I think it's amazing that you did something for yourself in such a short period of time. Because I know we've talked about that sometimes you get angry and you really stay mad for a long time. And you were saying that you still felt it, but it was different. It was less. And you were able to do something different, which is really big. So now you learned a tool to help you when you feel overwhelmed by anger or sadness or any other strong emotion. So for most of us, when we wanted someone to feel good, we felt good. When we wanted someone to feel bad, we felt bad. So which feels better?
Feeling good and everybody else feeling good.
Right. And when you were very angry and wanted to fight back, did that feel good or bad?
It felt like good at the time, like I should treat the person well, I should teach that person what they've been doing to me, but it after it felt bad because I wouldn't want to do that to someone. I wouldn't want anybody doing that to me. I'm teaching that person I'm okay with it because I'm doing it to you and I don't want to.
So after your breaths, it felt different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very different.
Okay. So have you ever sat or done something like yell at someone, called someone a mean name, pushed someone, lied, hit, or later wished you could take it back?
Yes.
Right. So mindfulness helps us make decisions. And we think before we act, so then we won't have regret. The magic of heartfulness is that when we send kind thoughts to someone we care about, it makes us happy. Mm-hmm. The same thing is true with anger. When we treat someone unkindly, it can make us unhappy and them. But anger is normal. Everybody gets angry, and we don't have to be afraid or ashamed of anger. We want to bring mindfulness to the anger and transform it into heartfulness. Unless we're mindful, we can't catch ourselves, and we'll just always act out our anger. If we're mindful, we can choose to handle our anger differently. So the journal questions for today on this topic are, how does it feel to be kind to someone? How does it feel to be angry? What is a difficult situation you've had on the playground or at a park or with siblings? Now that you know about mindfulness, what could you do differently in that same situation? And then how would the playground be if everyone was being mindful?